so bad that God has sent us to wipe this place out. And he says to Bob, it's important that you get up and get your family out of here. It's right there, verse 14. Well, this is right there, verse 14. So Lot rushed out and tells his daughter's fiance, quick, get out of the city. The Lord is going to destroy it. But the young man thought he was joking. No. But the son-in-law thought he was joking. Listen, it's dangerous. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's a dangerous thing when you don't take a warning from God seriously. Now, I hope you listen. Lot tried to tell him very clearly what God told him to tell him, but his son-in-laws, they didn't take the warning from Lot seriously. Somebody in here this morning, God's been giving you some warnings about something, but you haven't been taking the warning seriously. God's been trying to pull you into the kingdom, but you haven't been taking God seriously. You keep pushing it back on the background. You thinking that you've sinned before and nothing happened, but God is warning you now that you need to straighten out your life and get it right, because judgment day is coming. Let there be no mistake about it. You didn't come here this morning by accident. You didn't even come here this morning by coincidence. No, it's God sending you a warning right now to get your act together. Well, let me see if I can make this. Let me see if I can make this work, because y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Everybody in here, a few, most of you, know that I love to sit outside and watch my squirrels and the birds and the mountain. I do that. And I believe it, and believe it or not, I get a lot of inspiration. I really do, just by sitting. And y'all try it sometimes, sitting and looking and talking to God. Well, Thursday morning, it was interesting. I saw a large shadow moving across, several large shadows moving around. And I looked up, and it was about 10 hawks just moving from one tree to another. To a point where I got up out of my seat and started looking in my driveway, and I was looking up in the air. People looking at me like I was crazy. But every one of the hawks they were chirping and they were moving from one tree. What they were doing, they were surrounding them birds. Okay? And all of a sudden, watch this now, all of a sudden every squirrel, every bird, everything that was moving was sounding their own alarm in their own natural way. And just like the day of Pentecost, when you had every tribe who spoke in different languages, but here the Holy Ghost came upon it and everybody was speaking in different languages and everybody knew what they were saying. Y'all ain't hearing me. Thursday morning, every preacher was speaking in their own language, saying that danger was approaching. And Beulah, even though they had a different species, every preacher knew what every preacher was saying, because the warning of the danger was given out and they all knew what was going on. But I noticed something about some of the birds and some of the squirrels. They ignored the warning. And when they ignored the warning, church, bad things happen to you. The hawk surrounded those who didn't pay heed to the warning, and they perished. I said all of that to tell you that when God speaks, you had better heed to his warning and get your life together, because God is warning us that he will soon and very soon be coming back. He is telling us right now to get our lives together. Tell your neighbor, hey, you better hurry, get in a hurry until you get your life together. Get it together. Verse 15. I'm almost through. I don't know y'all looking at the word. Verse 15 said, at dawn, the next morning, the angels became insistent. Hurry, they said to Lot. Take your wife and your two daughters who are here. Get out of here right now, or you will be caught in the destruction of the city. Hurry up, man. You ain't got all day. You ain't got all week. Hurry up. That means it's urgent. And the Bible says in verse 16, here we go, and the Bible says in verse 16, he says, when Lot still hesitated, the angel Jesus seized his hand and the hands of his wife and the two daughters and rushed them to safety outside the city, for the Lord was merciful. Now here's the problem. God has spoken strongly and boldly and straightforward to get your life together. He said to get your house together, get your heart right, get your mind right, get your children together. He's making a appeal to hurry up, get your wife and your daughters and everybody that's in your family, get up and get out. But Lot is still lingering, still messing around. Are you in the house? Verse 16 says that Lot lingered so much until, here it right here. He lingered, and when Lot still hesitated, that's lingering, the angel seized his hand and the hands of his wife and two daughters and rushed them safely outside the city. For the Lord was merciful. Listen, I don't think you got that. They were just messing around, but God was has a way to grab you in the midst of your lingering and take you where you need to be. If he have to allow you to lose your job, if he has to allow sickness to come upon you so that you will open up your heart to him, whatever it takes to make you act in an urgent situation, he's going to do it. Amen. Have I got a witness in it? The Bible said that the Lord was merciful, and the angels grabbed them by the hand and took them outside of the city, because before the city was even destroyed. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I got angels watching over me. Not just sometimes, but all day. All night, they keep watching over me. God ain't interested in how happy you are. He's interested in you conforming your life to his will, and he will do whatever it takes to get you right. And in this situation, he took them out of the danger. And he said, when I get you out, here it is. Don't look back. That's where I want to go. Don't you look back. I don't need you to negotiate with me. Just keep on moving forward to the mountain. Because I'm trying to get you to a higher place in life. But some of you want to stay close to those things that had you bound. You must stay close so that you can still be tweeted to what's going on in Solomon. You want to stay close so that you can still get the text messages. Stay close so you can still make the phone calls to the same thing that you had you jacked up. You know what I'm saying?